The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, March 11th, 2018 is from 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 12 through 21. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 12 through 21. Then Solomon stood in front of the Lord's altar. He stood in front of the whole community of Israel. He spread out his hands to pray. He had made a bronze stage. It was 7.5 feet long and 7.5 feet wide. It was 4.5 feet high. He had placed it in the center of the outer courtyard. He stood on the stage. Then he got down on his knees in front of the whole community of Israel. He spread out his hands toward heaven. He said, Lord, you are the God of Israel. There is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You keep the covenant you made with us. You show us your love. You do that when we follow you with all our hearts. You have kept your promise to my father David. He was your servant. With your mouth, you made a promise. With your powerful hand, you have made it come true. And today, we can see it. Lord, you are the God of Israel. Keep the promises you made to my father David. Do it for him. He was your servant. You said to him, You will always have a son to sit on the throne of Israel in my sight. That will be true only if your sons are careful in everything they do. They must live the way my law tells them to. That is the way you have lived. Lord, you are the God of Israel. So let your promise to your servant David come true. But will you really live on earth with human beings? After all, the heavens can't hold you. In fact, even the highest heavens can't hold you. So this temple I've built certainly can't hold you. But please pay attention to my prayer. Lord my God, show me your favor as I make my appeal to you. Listen to my cry for help. Hear the prayer I am praying to you. Let your eyes look toward this temple day and night. You said you would put your name here. Listen to the prayer I'm praying toward this place. Hear me when I ask you to show us your favor. Listen to your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Listen to us from heaven. It's the place where you live. When you hear us, forgive us. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr., 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 12 through 21, New International Version, March 11, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. 2 Corinthians 6:12. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel and spread out his hands. The Lord told King David that his son, King Solomon, would build him a house, a temple that would replace the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, that Moses had constructed during the wandering of the Hebrews in the wilderness. Daily sacrifices by the priests were to be made on the Lord's altar, and Solomon stood in front of this altar to pray. King Solomon had completed the building of the temple. Therefore, he called all Israel, at that time, people from all 12 tribes, together for the dedication of the temple. He prayed in the presence of all the people, a prayer for the Lord and the people to hear. 2 Chronicles 6:13. Now he had made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, and 3 cubits high, and had placed it in the center of the outer court. He stood on the platform, and then knelt down before the whole assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands toward heaven. King Solomon made a stage large enough for all the people to see him. At 4.5 feet high, his upper body would have been higher than the heads of all the people when he was standing. The altar would not block their view because it was behind him. And by being in the center of the outer courtyard, people of all backgrounds and tribes could more easily see him. He might assume that the priests and nobles filled most of the outer courtyard. The stage platform was square at 7.5 feet by 7.5 feet. When King Solomon bowed down on his knees, he acknowledged and proclaimed by his actions that the Lord was his Lord and King. He reverently spread out his hands toward heaven to indicate that he was the Lord's servant, who had come before the Lord to praise him, to lead the people in worship, and to make intercession for them. 2 Chronicles 6:14. He said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You, who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. King Solomon praised the Lord by proclaiming the Lord before the people the truth about God and God's attributes. Many nations worshipped false gods and idols, but King Solomon stated and prayed before the people that the Lord was their God, the God of Israel, and only the Lord was the God of Israel. We might praise God by praying something like, Lord, you are my God, or Lord, you are our God, and you are our only God. King Solomon continued with a confession of his and their faith as Israelites, a faith that was built on the actions of God in freeing the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt and giving them the promised land as God had promised Abraham. They knew from God's words in the law of God, Moses' writings and the prophets, God's promises, and God's actions, that there is no God in heaven or on earth as great and as wonderful as the Lord. Next, King Solomon praised the Lord for the covenant that God had made with them, that the Lord would be their God, and they should obey his commands found in the first 5 books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, the Torah. They should love the Lord with all their heart, soul, and strength. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. King Solomon continued his confession of faith by saying, The Lord loves his people, and he has shown them his love. However, the Lord can show them his love by blessing them at all times when his people follow him with all their hearts. When his people rebel against him and break the covenant and refuse to repent, the Lord must discipline them. And they may not see the Lord's discipline as an expression of his redeeming love. See the continuation of King Solomon's prayer in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verses 22 through 42. When the Jews were later sent into exile in Babylon, and the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem and the temple, neither the Jews nor their neighbors saw this destruction as an expression of God's love for the Jews. 2 Chronicles 6:15. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. King Solomon continued to glorify the Lord by telling the people, as he prayed to the Lord, that God had kept his promise to his father, King David. God kept a personal promise to King David, which would benefit all Israel, regarding the building of the temple by his son, and King Solomon recognized that God had fulfilled that promise. He acknowledged the fact that King David considered himself a servant of God, and because he was a true servant of God, the Lord made him a personal promise. In addition, King Solomon did not take any personal credit for the completion of the temple, and he gave the Lord the credit for building the temple with his powerful hand. In giving God all the glory for what everyone saw, King Solomon said in his prayer that God gave the promise and God made the promise come true. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 16. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David my father the promises you made to him when you said, You shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel. If only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me according to my law, as you have done. King Solomon prayed that the Lord would keep his promise to his father, King David, for the sake of King David. But God was thinking bigger than King David. As he prayed, King Solomon also acknowledged the fact that as one of King David's sons, sitting on the throne of Israel, that he, the first in fact to follow King David, and the Davidic kings who followed him, must be careful in everything he, they, did, and that he, they, must live the way God's law told him, they, them, to live, with his father King David being his and their example. Wise King Solomon could not say that he did not know any better when he turned from God's law and built temples to pagan gods in the hills around Jerusalem. Indeed, King Solomon and his sons were not careful in everything they did, and they did not live the way God's law told them to live. Therefore, the nation of Israel was divided into the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah, with disastrous results. King David sinned, but he repented and returned to obeying the Lord with all his heart, though God still disciplined him, as he had warned in his law. King Solomon did not repent and return to the Lord with all his heart. He did not destroy the high places where he had built temples for the idols that his many foreign wives worshipped, which misled God's people. After a succession of mostly wicked kings, for many years the Judeans had no Davidic king sitting on a throne in Jerusalem. God's promises did point to the eventual coming of God's Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Davidic king, who is the King of Kings. 2 Chronicles 6:17. And now, Lord, the God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David come true. The Lord's promise came true, but not as King Solomon hoped, because his sins eventually led to the destruction of both the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Judah. The Lord's promise contained conditions that King David's descendants did not fulfill, not even wise King Solomon. And because they did not fulfill the conditions God had stipulated, David's dynasty was removed from providing kings who would continually reign over Israel. God's promise was ultimately fulfilled when King Jesus, a son of David, lived a perfect life, died, rose from the dead, and descended into heaven, where he now sits at the right hand of God. So then, the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Mark 16:19. 2 Chronicles 6:18. But will God really dwell on earth with humans? The heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built. In King Solomon's effort to further glorify God in prayer, he speaks about the awesome nature of God. In answer to his first question, the answer is a resounding yes. When the Holy Spirit conceived Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in the Virgin Mary, God came to live on earth with human beings as fully man and fully God. In some sense, the Holy Spirit inspired King Solomon to be prophetic in his prayer regarding the first coming of the Son of God. The rest of King Solomon's description of the nature of God is true. God is far greater than all creation, and God in his nature is greater than the temple King Solomon had built. Nothing built with human hands can contain the infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent God. 2 Chronicles 6:19. Yet, Lord, my God, give attention to your servant's prayer and his plea for mercy. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying in your presence. Once again, King Solomon emphasized his humility when he prayed. He did not take God's attention to his prayer for granted. Instead, he reverently asked God, "Please pay attention to my prayer," rather than demanding that the Lord listen to him pray. He came before God bowing as the Lord's servant, rather than coming to God as the King of Israel, demanding to be heard. After proclaiming the greatness of God in prayer before God's people, he made supplication. He earnestly cried and begged for God's help. 2 Chronicles 2:20. May your eyes be opened toward this temple, day and night. This place of which you said you would put your name, there. May you hear the prayer your servant prays toward this place. King Solomon asked the Lord to look toward the temple and listen to the prayers of his people throughout the day and night. Your name is another way of saying Lord, or a combination of all the biblical names for God summed up in one word, name. King Solomon prayed that as God promised, he would be available to listen to his people with his steadfast love and power, that God would be ever ready to hear the prayers of his people when they prayed toward the temple. When concluding his prayer, King Solomon listed many situations when people could and should pray to God toward the temple. 2 Chronicles 6:21. Hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. King Solomon prayed not only for himself and his dynasty, he also prayed for the people. He prayed that the Lord would show them his favor, which in the New Testament we read as grace, or unmerited favor. King Solomon's subjects heard him ask God to listen to them when they prayed toward the temple, so they were encouraged to do so. He also once again acknowledged that the temple was too small a place for God to live. So he prayed that when they prayed toward the temple, that God, who lived in heaven, would answer their prayers. Furthermore, when he heard them pray, that God would forgive them for their sins. In subsequent verses in his prayer, King Solomon gave examples of the situations that might draw them to pray to the Lord. Today, Christians do not pray toward a temple, they pray in Jesus' name. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. How did King Solomon glorify and praise the Lord? How can we glorify and praise the Lord? 2. When King Solomon glorified and praised the Lord, what are some of the actions God took in behalf of His people Israel? 3. What did King Solomon say the Lord expected from His people? 4. On what basis did God say King David would always have one of his descendants sitting on the throne of Israel? 5. How did the Lord eventually answer King Solomon's question asked in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 18? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, Telling the Truth About God, March 11, 2018, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 14. King Solomon prayed, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth. You, who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. When King Solomon dedicated the temple in Jerusalem, he glorified the Lord before the people by declaring several truths about God. The name Lord, in all capital letters, signifies the official name of God that God revealed to Israel through Moses. Some Bible translations will translate Lord as capital Y, capital H, capital W, capital H, Yahweh, or Jehovah. The nations that surrounded the kingdom of Israel worshipped many different gods, but not the Lord. Bible students are familiar with the names of some of these gods. The most common name is Baal. And the Israelites tended to turn from the Lord to worship the gods of their neighbors. See Judges chapter 3, verse 7. When Solomon praised the Lord before all Israel at the newly dedicated temple, he declared that no other God anywhere is as great as the Lord. For example, God expressed His greatness and power over the gods of Egypt when God freed the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt, led them into the Promised Land, and enabled Solomon to build a temple to the Lord in Jerusalem. These events in their history showed that God can and will keep all His promises. The Lord kept His promises to Abraham and King David, which Solomon called expressions of God's covenant of love for His people. Next, King Solomon described what people need to do to continue receiving the blessings of God's love. They need to dedicate themselves as servants of the Lord and continue wholeheartedly in the ways of the Lord. Finally, Solomon warned about the consequences of turning from the Lord. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.